Welcome to the first in a series of 9 episodes, all designed to support your quest of living a spiritual life. As we settle in together, I invite you to have close at hand a way to take notes. You may want to write both the questions I ask and, of course, your answers to bring to life more of the wisdom that you hold. Let's begin with the concept of spiritual growth. At some time and place along their life journey, many people have questioned the greater meaning and purpose of their life. Many strive for a self-improvement and to seek greater self-knowledge and wisdom, all towards finding answers that help to explain their life experiences, and in particular, the hardships and suffering they have endured. Many also seek refuge and comfort in religious doctrines, again, in support of finding solace and a meaningful life, often as the outcome of believing in a higher power and authority. The essence of spirituality reveals a more deeply astute life and the practices of living awakened, embracing free will choice as the narrative of true self-empowerment, and for holding in place the grace of what is found, that is, love unconditional, as true power and wisdom that delivers unto oneself the true authority of all that is possible. In our journey together here and in all 9 episodes, we will explore the most beautiful aspects of living a spiritual life, including how one may begin a spiritual practice, how to deepen the connection you have with yourself and the God source that you are. And to this, I will be sharing the sacred practices that build and sustain a beautiful life, a life of heaven on earth in the here and now. The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred and practical wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally begin the journey inward, acknowledging their authentic self and their capacity for being love and for choosing to live as their highest self. This is what makes it possible for you to experience genuine happiness and inner peace. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight for how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices for living an infinite potential. Join me for consciously inspired truth and new thought paradigms for living an abundant and love-filled life here and now. One's spiritual practice can take on many forms, because embracing the spiritual is a very personal pursuit. While many people relate their spirituality to a god or goddess, this quest for the divine or a oneness with the universe is a journey that always originates from within. We are all fundamentally spiritual beings, and the essence of this lies in knowing one's true self and finding a peace that lives within rather than a peace that we source from the outside world. It is in realizing this that we awaken to our personal path and what we truly are as spiritual beings in physical form. your spiritual journey exists out of daily sacred practices that reaffirm your oneness with the divine, and all towards living a meaningful and pure life. Embodying love and compassion, holding gratitude and appreciation, offering forgiveness and generosity, participating in meditation, holding reverence for all of life, and taking care of one's well-being, all are a part of living a spiritual life. If you are new to exploring your personal spirituality, remember that this itself is a process and an evolution. You may want to experience each day the spiritual gifts of a new form of meditation, of sitting in stillness as you invite in through your senses what you notice, and all towards the practice you are building of connecting with what is here and in the present. A spiritual experience can be found in a visit to a sanctuary, a garden, a forest, or any place that evokes for you a sacred connection with life, a transcendence beyond the physical. And it may also include exploring the spiritual teachings made available through reading, courses, and the mentorship of spiritual leaders, all towards broadening your scope of what a spiritual life is for you. Awareness of the importance of spirituality contributes to the habits that promote healthy living. For your spiritual journey, begin with some introspective questions to help you carefully determine the thoughts, actions, and sacred rituals that most align with the inner wisdom of your soul. Remember that your most profound spiritual experiences may arise from some of the most difficult moments, as well as the simple and yet immense intricacies that make up your life. Most of all, begin to witness the interconnectedness of all things, the oneness. As you explore your inner world, and as you embrace the guidance and wisdom that is here, you will be well on your way of walking a spiritual path and feeling a oneness with the universe. Begin with these questions. What makes a spiritual journey? And what do you need to be on a spiritual path? You may wish to pause the audio here and reflect for a moment or two, recording your answers before you continue. Spiritual journeying in a formal sense is how you explore the world as a sensory being through the expression of love and kindness and the deliverance of living as a oneness with all of life. Awareness and the experience of living awake is something that we are brought to, we discover, we are in search of, and of the deeper meaning in life's moments. This includes discovering the purpose of our life and why we are here at this time. Consider if you are already on a spiritual path. What initially was the catalyst? Sometimes it is through deep sadness and sorrow. Life changes that are decided for us. It could be the experience of death itself. It could be the natural progression of individuation, that is, the awareness of ourself as separate from our caregivers. And that can also include our family of origin, as we seek what is true and what we believe in. Spiritual journeying can begin as what may seem like a random experience, and yet, when you think about it, the conditions leading up to that particular aha moment of awakening and of the realization that you are not alone, that you are never alone. Most people realize that they have already been asking the greater questions of their life for some time and already on a path of seeking knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual growth. And so here I invite you to our official beginning of 30 days of spiritual journeying together. It is an intention. It is an openness to the world beyond your eyes. It is about the desire you hold to ask some or all of the bigger questions in your own life and to use the wisdom you have for receiving and trusting your answers. The beautiful thing about spiritual growth is that there is no true ending point, for all that lives in the balance of your life is a part of the spiritual life that you may live. To have a spiritual life is what truly makes life sacred. I'd like to share a visualization with you. It's an example of how you may live a spiritual life, a sacred life, amongst the ordinary aspects. You may want to close your eyes for a few moments as you take in my words. Imagine you went out for a bike ride. And as you were cycling through country roads, through hills and valleys, you were far less aware of the infrequent traffic and far more tapped into the sounds of birds, the smell of the air, the feelings in your body, as you and your road bike become one, and the sunlight warming your body. Your breath easeful and also invigorated. And the sheer gratitude you feel. For this is such a beautiful way to experience your life in this moment. And you smile. You feel pure happiness. And there are no thoughts of anything, only presence to what is here and before you. And you are perceptive to everything. You are aware of the subtleties of life before and within you. This is the grace of living a spiritual life. Oneness within yourself and everything. And the peace that you feel from holding love and gratitude in your heart and of your being. and to imagine living this as much as possible in between the moments in which you may be living the journey of your presence in other aspects of life. You can open your eyes now and just notice. Something else that you will need for your journey is spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline is a tool, a practice, a commitment that allows you to bring into daily life the experiences that shape and nurture the discovery and growth that inspires a sacred life. Here's another question for you to write, to think about the answer. What does spiritual discipline mean to you? Spiritual discipline could be rising early for practice of meditation, of stillness, of journal writing, of being of service to others. Spiritual discipline can be an evening prayer, sacred reading of scriptures, listening to the spiritual teachings here and in other episodes of the podcast, and certainly inside the Juno app, as we have content on spirituality and wisdom teachings, personal discovery and growth. It can be a walk in nature where you also pause to take in through your senses what you are present to what is carefully unfolding before you. Spiritual discipline is reverence for the actions that fuel and support a sacred existence, a godly existence, an openness to others and yourself that rises out of your attention to what is. Spiritual discipline may be the practice of quieting the overzealous mind, of lying in shavasana and allowing the experience of relaxation to overtake you into bliss. Spiritual discipline is the means by which you show up. You make the effort to hold the space for what is possible. And it is the practice of living as your spiritual self and all that you define this to be. If you would like to join in this journey as a 30-day sojourn, a challenge to yourself, for each of the next 30 days, to invite in the sacred, to make space and time in your life for a sacred practice, and to notice over the next month how this both deepens your attention to your life and opens for you a world within. We are doing this as a 30-day challenge together inside the Juno app. You may join in at any time or simply create your own challenge experience, cultivating daily practices and sacred rituals that invite you to witness the divine in the ordinary. In our journey together, we also have a guide. Think of it as a roadmap for the many ways in which you may open yourself to the world beyond and within. It lives as a 2-page PDF, and I will leave a link here for you so that you can download it, and also to join me and others inside the Juno app, where you will find all of the resources, wisdom tools, and experiences of fun that we create, guided meditations, links to specific podcast episodes and other audio content, all in support of each day of your spiritual journey. And something new that we're offering in this PDF, the second page, as you download it, you'll get two pages. The second page is for you, and you'll see this so clearly, for you to make notes, for you to document your aha moments, your insights, those invaluable, precious moments that you don't want to forget. Because at the very end, the 30th day, we have a tool for you to be able to incorporate all of your notes, your documentation, for tying everything together, for a beautiful review of the month of your spiritual journeying, and a way to encompass all of the teachings, the learnings, the growth that has happened. I can't wait for you to join me, and I look forward to seeing you inside the Juno app. Join me for the beautiful experiences that become your life, spirit embodied. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the inside. Sending you all my love. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. With your support, with your love, it's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside, and sending you great love. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at DorothyZanoriJuno.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.